You're listening to the Stock Day Podcast. Subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts and YouTube for breaking news and actionable market intelligence on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Today's episode is sponsored by Knightscope. The rise of the robots is happening, and it's happening now. Knightscope is deploying AI robots to help make the U.S. the safest country in the world. Join us and be a force for good. Visit Knightscope.com/rise. Long Knightscope, short the criminals. On today's show, my guest is the CEO of Ensize Biosciences, Dr. Lynn Kirkpatrick. Ensize Biosciences trades on the NASDAQ under the trading symbol ENSC. Ensize Biosciences is a biotech company committed to stemming the prescription drug abuse epidemic. They are developing first-in-class and uniquely innovative solutions in oral drug delivery. Their proprietary TAP, T-A-A-P, and MPAR, M-P-A-R technologies improve the care and safety of patients by preventing the possibility of both abuse and overdose of prescription drugs. Their mission is to revolutionize the safety and oral delivery of medicines for areas of high unmet need. I'd like to welcome onto the podcast Dr. Lynn Kirkpatrick. Lynn, thanks so much for joining me today.
Thanks so much for having me, Matthew.
Absolutely. So lots to cover here. Let's just dive straight in. Please give us a brief overview of Ensize Biosciences. For our audience, I usually like to try to paint a picture of a company from the ground floor up. So let's start with that overview of Ensize.
Sounds good. Well, Ensize is a clinical stage company. And as you mentioned, we're using two highly novel technology platforms using the acronyms TAP and MPAR, applying these to known therapies to improve drug safety as well as drug performance. We have applied TAP and MPAR to a number of different drug classes, but we are focused initially on the opioid class of medications in order to stem the crisis that, as we know, has resulted in thousands of deaths over the last few decades. By using known therapies, we believe we can really develop new drugs more quickly and at reduced costs, and we can use them then to expand our product pipeline over many therapeutic indications. But our initial focus in the opioid class, we've developed our lead product we refer to as PF614. This is an oxycodone TAP prodrug, and all of our clinical trials have shown it works exactly how it's designed. And I'll go into that as we discuss. But PF614 delivers oxycodone and pain relief only when it's swallowed in what's called an extended release fashion or slowly over time. And it provides proven pain relief for a 12-hour period, which is different than other products that are marketed currently.
Yeah, thank you for that. So let's go ahead and get into the nitty-gritty of the science behind the TAP and MPAR technologies a little bit further and explain, if you can, from a very basic level, what it is that's actually at work in the technology that's active in both TAP and MPAR.
Great. I appreciate that. Our approach we refer to as TAP, or trypsin activated abuse protection, is what we as a team call clever chemistry. We chemically modify a drug, in this case, oxycodone, to make it inactive. And it's inactive unless it's swallowed. And it uses the body's own enzyme, a digestive enzyme called trypsin, to start an activation process, releasing oxycodone for absorption and providing pain relief. Now, why is this important? Obviously, when the drug is inactive, unless it's swallowed, it removes the ability to administer the drug through inhalation or snorting or injection to remove those pieces of abuse protection. It also, with its slow release, gives us a true twice-a-day product. And part of the problem with some of the pain medication now, even though they're marketed twice a day, they're not lasting twice a day. So PF614 has advantages, not only through the TAP chemical modification, but also in its performance in the body. Now with MPAR, multi-pill abuse resistance, this takes the protection one step further. MPAR is a combination of our TAP prodrug with a small molecule that is able to inhibit trypsin, or a trypsin inhibitor. Now, it sounds a little counterintuitive, but this trypsin inhibitor adds overdose protection to our TAP prodrugs. So these MPAR drugs, they're designed to deliver the medication if you take your prescription, which we believe will be one or two pills twice a day. If you take more than your prescription, say three or four at a time, you're taking also more trypsin inhibitor. So it blocks the trypsin, this enzyme, which is used to activate and release the drug when you've taken too much. And it only kicks in when you take more than the prescribed dose. So we call it smart overdose protection. Now, we've applied MPAR to PF614. So we have PF614 MPAR. We've already shown clinically, it does exactly what it's designed, deliver the pain medication at one or two dose levels, but at three or more, it blocks that activation. The excess material is excreted unchanged and overdose averted. So what we believe TAP and MPAR do is make opioids safer. And the beauty of the platforms is that they can be applied to other medications that may have a safety issue, may have a delivery issue, may have to work in the gut where they're actually absorbed. So it gives us lots of opportunity in our development pipeline.
Thank you. A segment of our audience is always looking for clinical trial data and returns, right? So when do you anticipate phase three trials and ultimately the potential commercialization of PF614?
Well, over the last 18 months, we've been working diligently to complete all the work we need to get to phase three. I'd say we're poised for phase three. We're there now. We have a meeting scheduled with the FDA in January to discuss our plans. And that is called an end of phase two meeting. And we believe we're on track with our plans to start conducting our phase three trials in 2024 and still file our NDA in late 2025, commercialize then after review. So we're pushing forward, trying to keep our timeline going, but very excited about moving into our phase three studies.
So you recently announced a strategic partnership with OncoZenge, if I'm pronouncing that right, OncoZenge, a Swedish-based pharma company. How does this partnership differentiate and expand your mission to create pain therapies and treatment options that are safer opioid alternatives? And then does the partnership signal any concerns on the development of PF614 and the upcoming phase three clinical trials that we just alluded to?
We're really excited about this new opportunity. It adds another product in our pipeline to treat pain. And as you mentioned, our TAP and MPAR technology has been applied to opioids, but we can actually apply those to other therapies. So we have a focus on other opportunities outside of opioid products. Bupazenge, which is the product we are working on with OncoZenge, gives us another tool in our war chest to treat pain outside of the opioid class. It's for cancer patients with a debilitating complication called oral mucositis. It's often experienced with patients undergoing chemo and radiation. And really, this pain relieving product has been extensively evaluated in clinical trials, phase two trials in Europe in head and neck cancer patients. It's been shown to be effective. It's moving towards phase three and commercialization in Europe. We've become a US partner, happy to use our team to move this forward through IND enabling studies to get it through the FDA and into trials here in the US. So certainly we don't have any problems or concerns about PF614 moving through the clinic. As I mentioned, it's performed beautifully to date. We're just using our expertise to develop and progress what we believe to be a game-changing treatment option in another therapeutic indication.
Well, we've covered a lot of ground today, and there's certainly a lot more to get into in future conversations. But before we conclude, I want to give you a chance to speak to the audience and give us one last takeaway for anybody who's just now getting associated with ENSC and curious to learn more. What are some good resources for people, or anything you want to direct people to in particular?
Well, certainly we do have some information on our website. We have a video there which describes TAP and MPAR and some of our clinical data more extensively. But what I'd really like to add this time is I've put together my team at NCISE with vast experience, not only experience in developing drugs, but also into launching new products and pain products specifically. So we're very excited about moving PF614 through to commercialization, being able to launch our product. And I really, truly believe I have a team that can do that.
My guest today has been the CEO of NCISE Biosciences, Dr. Lynn Kirkpatrick. NCISE Biosciences trades on the NASDAQ under the trading symbol ENSC. For more information on the company, you can visit them online at ncise.com, ENSYSCE.com. Dr. Kirkpatrick, I'd like to thank you so much for coming on the show today, and I look forward to having you back with us for another update very soon.
Thank you very much, Matthew.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Spotlight Media Corporation, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when investing to determine investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.